Father says his daughter was concussed by a transgender volleyball player, knocked out for the entire season. By Warner Todd Houston on December 1, 2023. A California father has come forward to blast his school district for allowing a male-born transgender teen to play on a school volleyball team after his daughter was seriously injured by the trans player and lost the entire season while recovering. The father, whose real name is being kept out of the media over his fears of reprisal for speaking out, says that his daughter took a spiked ball to the head that gave her a concussion and caused blurry vision. Father Luis says that in October, during a match at Half Moon Bay High School, his 17-year-old daughter was seriously injured by a female-identifying trans player on an opposing team. The boy playing as a girl is Aaron Lester, the son of California musician John Lester and left-wing activist Lisa Phelan. My daughter has been involved in volleyball since she was in fourth grade, Luis said, according to Redux. She has always been a kid with her eye on the prize. When she first started asking about playing volleyball, she began practicing in the backyard. For hours at a time, she'd hit the ball on the sloped roof. Eventually, she was able to be a team captain at her school. Luis said that he had attended dozens of girls' volleyball games with his daughter. But in the game in question at Half Moon Bay High School, one of the opposing players seemed to be far stronger, bigger, faster, and more aggressive than the others. From a distance, it seemed like a boy dressed in a girl's volleyball uniform, Luis said. He added that he texted his wife to ask if she knew if Half Moon Bay had a boy playing as a girl. I asked if she knew that there may be a boy on the Half Moon Bay team. She said yes. I told my wife that this was not fair. I felt frustrated that, in an indirect way, I was now supporting someone's gender confusion, he continued. To boot, they were now playing against my daughter and her teammates. I had heard about transgender and sports issues, bathroom gender identification politics, and trans groups reading to kids at school. Now it was directly hitting home. Luis added that his own daughter was soon injured by the boy, though he didn't see the actual incident. The other parent turned to me and said, "Did you see that? She was hit by that boy?" I had missed the hit but felt the weight of everyone staring at me, including the opposing team, Luis said. He said his daughter went to a hospital after the game. Also, after the game, some parents were upset over the incident. After the game, a few parents voiced their displeasure with the incident. With all of the cancel culture crap, I was walking on eggshells. Not wanting to add more fuel to this fire, the man said. I totally felt alone. Like this was a bad dream. My daughter knew how angry I was. The drive was telling as my daughter asked me not to make it a big deal. But to me, it was already a big deal, he insisted. We ended up taking my daughter to the doctor. They confirmed the concussion, and my kid ended up not being able to play for the remainder of her senior year. She was playing for fun, and this was her final year doing it. She felt robbed. I felt deflated and powerless, the aggrieved father said. Luis also said he went to the school to complain but was told that there was nothing he or they could do because the state has ruled that boys claiming to be girls are allowed to play as girls. Luis said he worried that speaking out would hurt his daughter's safety and experience at school. He also feared that he and his family would be targeted as haters even though he feels sympathy for the boy whose life must be difficult, he said. But at what point does someone's gender dysphoria cross the empathy boundary? In my case, when my daughter was injured, Luis added. Luis also says that he is organizing parents to oppose this thing. My daughter is okay now. She has no further treatments, he said. I feel like my daughter would not have been injured had Half Moon Bay not allowed a male to play with the girls. The Independent Council on Women's Sports, ICONS, told Redux that the fault lies with California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and the radical, far-left state legislature. Governor Newsom and California school leaders are to blame for allowing boys to cause brain injuries and take opportunities from girls in sports. The governor dismisses situations like this girl's career-ending injury as unimportant to him, a representative of ICONS said. Newsom believes the well-being of so few boys is paramount when measured next to safety and fairness for girls. These boys are Gavin's golden boys. They are allowed to do whatever they want, and girls are acceptable collateral damage. It's time to stand up, speak up, and sue. Putting girls at known increased risk and stealing their opportunities is unethical, the group concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston, or Truth Social @WarnerToddHouston.